Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Tesvav Bechoros 15. And on today's Daf Yomi, on the bottom of Tesvav Amud Aleph, the Gemara comments on a line from Mishnah, and our Mishnah says that if you have an animal which was sanctified, and this animal was hektish, and that after the fact we want to redeem that animal, that even though the animal is going to be redeemed, still nevertheless, once the animal is redeemed, our Mishnah says, Einon yotzin l'chulin, it doesn't become like a completely non-sacred animal, l'gazez v'liyaveh, that we're still not allowed to shear the animal, and we're not allowed to shear the wool from the animal, and we're also not allowed to work the animal. So it becomes chulin, but you still can't shear it or work it. And the Gemara is now going to bring two positions that where the Gemara argues about the source for this prohibition of how do we know that the animal is prohibited to be shear its wool after it is redeemed, and also how do we know that the milk of it is going to be prohibited? How do we know that psuei mukdash, an animal that was redeemed because it was no longer able to be brought on the altar, how do we know that its milk is not able to be drunk? So the Gemara says, Menon Emili, from where do we learn this? And the Gemara answers, we'll cite for you a Braisa. And Braisa cites a verse that comes from Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 15, respect to psuei mukdashim, basically kachim, the sacred animals that they had a blemish that came upon them and they were redeemed. It says about such animals, rak b'cho avas nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar, that with all of your heart, whatever your heart desires, you can slaughter the animal and you could eat the flesh. And so this is the Gemara understands this to be a reference to psuei mukdashim that were redeemed. And so our Gemara darshens this tizbach, that you can eat the animal of the low giza, and you're not allowed to shear it, meaning that the animal is going to be permitted to slaughter the animal and eat it once it's redeemed, but not to shear the wool. And in addition to that, the Gemara says basar, that you can eat the meat v'lo cholav, but you're not allowed to drink the milk. And we see from here that this is teaching us that only the meat itself is permitted to eat and not the milk. Earlier, back on Vav Amud Beis, our Gemara had cited this exact braisa to teach us that's how we know milk in general is permitted. How do we know that the milk that comes from a cow, for example, is permitted? So our Gemara suggested that we see from here that only the kachim that were redeemed, there in that circumstance we can't drink the milk. But in general, this would perhaps be a proof that milk in general can be eaten from all the other animals. And so, from all the other kosher animals. The Rishonim discuss when Gemara here is saying that the milk of a kachim that was redeemed is not permitted to be eaten or to be consumed, what is the parameters of this prohibition? According to some, according to the position of the Yesh Mefarshim and Tosos in Me'ira, Daf Yubez and Mabez, that the prohibition is only to actually milk these animals, but the milk itself is permitted. You're not allowed to milk them, but once you have the milk, it is permitted. In this way, this position parallels the position with respect to shearing, that the shearing of the animal itself is prohibited, but the wool itself, once the animal is shorn, is going to be permitted. However, Tosfos in Me'ila argues with the position of the Yesh Mefarshim, and Tosfos argues that no, the milk itself is also prohibited. Unlike by the shearing, where we say that Tosfos says that the shearing will be permitted once the animal is shorn, which you're not allowed to shear it, but once it's shorn, the shearing is permitted. Tosfos draws a distinction between that and the milk. And there Tosfos goes into why exactly. There's another prohibition there's another dispute amongst the Rishonim if the milk is going to be prohibited just to ba'achila, just for consumption, or also for benefit from it. So the position of Tosfos and Me'ila is that it's prohibited just to consume, but not for benefit. But the Tosfos there argues, and he says, no, the milk is also prohibited for benefit. Going back to our Braisa here, the Braisa says, v'achalta. So that when it says in the pasuk v'achalta, since it says in that pasuk rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar, you can eat meat. That means, says our brisa, v'achalta v'lo l'kovecha. That says you can eat, but the redemption of these kachim is permitted only if it is permitted to feed it's only going to be permitted to feed the meat to a human being, but not to feed it to a dog. And we see from here, Mikan Shem Podinus, I call Shem Lachilam Bakovim. We see from here that you're not allowed to redeem these animals in order to feed it to a dog. The Tosus in Zivachim 71b writes that the explanation of this exposition is that something that's not Like, for example, if something is not able to be eaten by a Jew, but only by a dog, like, for example, let's say a kachim that died or became treifa, you're not allowed to redeem. But kachim that was able to be eaten by a Jew, that you therefore redeemed, then you can even feed it to a dog. So you only, when do we say not for a dog? If it's not capable of being redeemed and eaten at all by a Jew. But if it's capable of being eaten and redeemed by a Jew, then you indeed you could give it to a dog. However, there's another explanation from this that when we say lachiyos klavim, it doesn't mean specifically, Tosa says, that it's specifically for a dog, but also that if it's anybody who's not of the Jewish faith, you're not allowed to redeem it to feed it to somebody else. And so that's another explanation that Tosfos offers. The Gemara then offers another brisa, Ika d'Amri, a second approach to this, says, what does it mean when it says, Tizbach v'achalta, ein lucha bahen heter achiyua el mishas zvicha ve'eloch, that this animal, when it says Tizbach v'achalta, it teaches us that there's no permission to use any part of this animal until the time of Shlita, and then you could eat it. From here we see, Mamela, that there's a prohibition on the shearing and also on the milk. But however, according to this approach, it is permitted to redeem the psulei mikdashim that died, and not only for consumption by a Jew, but also to eat it to give it to a dog. Because we according to the second approach, we don't make the exposition of v'achalta v'lo l'kavecha, for you and not for your dog.